she's saying? She's so fucking feminine and ladylike. She's such a fucking lady. Yes, I am.
Hey, ladies, and you are now tuned in to She Knows Podcast, hosted by Miss Brownstone. If you are new, hit that subscribe button. Welcome to the family. And if you are old, welcome back, bitch. Tonight, we're about to get into some juicy topics. Hi, ladies. So, today's episode is entitled Carmen Brown, the Queen of Seduction, okay? And shout out to my listener, Jazz, all right, sis? Because me and her been talking about this for a minute. I was going to record this. But, you know, I'll be waiting for the right time and shit. And I do a lot of things based off what happens in my life. So, anyways, that's neither here nor there. But, sis, I told you I got you. So, let's get into today's episode. So, if you don't know who Carmen Brown is, baby girl, I'm gonna need you to do some research. So, that's your homework. So, you can go on YouTube and you can watch the movie Carmen, the Hip Hopera on YouTube. I believe that it will cost you $2 to rent it. Probably a little bit more to buy the bitch, but $2 to rent it. I was trying to look for somewhere I could find it for $3.99, but sis, you know, everybody trying to get a come up. Everybody's looking for a come up. Like, what the fuck? So, we couldn't find it for free. But let's get into Carmen Brown. So, Carmen, the hip opera, is played with, you got the Bratz, you have Jermaine Dupri, you got Lil Bow Wow, you got my second boo. Okay, y'all know my first boo is 50 Cent. My second boo, Mos Def. You got Beyonce. It's Beyonce. And who else? Wyclef. It's just a lot of legends, hip hop legends, is in this motherfucking movie. Like, this movie is damn sure a classic in the urban neighborhood, all right? So, well, in the black community, all right? When I say urban, you know what I'm trying to say. But yeah, the black community. So, why is this movie being brought up right now, right? This movie is being brought up right now because if you listen to the previous episode that I had posted about what happened to me on New Year's Eve called Don't Fight for His Attention, it made me want to talk about Carmen Brown because on New Year's Eve, if you follow me on Instagram, you would have known that I wore this little mini red dress. And for some reason, I was just trying to, like, embody Carmen. Don't know why, but, like, a bitch was like, I'm about to be Carmen, okay, sis? And y'all know I love me a red dress. So, if you haven't seen that, that means you don't follow me on Instagram. So, I'm going to need you to do what? Follow me on Instagram at miss.brownstone_. And in the description, you will find She Knows Podcast. Make sure y'all follow that too, okay? That's _SheKnowsPodcast. So, follow us on Instagram. You won't regret it. I share a lot of things and I post me going out, da da da. But the point of following the Instagram is so that we can have the open line of communication, okay? And you get sneak peeks on stuff and you get to vote on things. So, yeah. So, let's get into today's episode. Carmen Brown, all right? So, Carmen Brown was the queen of seduction. Carmen Brown was an inspiring artist. No, was an artist? No. Sorry, y'all. Inspiring actress. And, you know, she wanted to find the things in life. And she made it known that she was not going to let nair nigga tie her down, okay? So, she was just out here living her life. I'm living my life like it's golden. Living my life like it's golden. All right, y'all know I got a song for everything. So, she was out here living her life. She shows up in a bar one day dressed in what? In a red dress, bitch, okay? In a red dress, nice fitting dress, boobies sitting up, honey, a slit down the side and some red hips and a red purse to match it with a red rose in her motherfucking ear, okay? And she had blonde hair and curly. Y'all know what Beyonce looked like. So, you put it together. Walked in and sis owned the room, okay? Like, I'm about to shake the room, okay? On some Pop Smoke shit. She owned the room, okay, sis? And men was just flocking, okay? Like, men was just like, oh my God, who is that? I gotta get it. I gotta have it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So, she walks into this bar full with a whole bunch of police officers. And, you know, my boo Mos Def is definitely trying to get that shorty. She's not feeling it, okay? And a lot of police officers trying to get that shorty and she not feeling it. Now, she has that effect when she owned the room, the same kind of effect that Marilyn Monroe had and Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, except for the fact that when Carmen walked in the room, bitch, girls was grabbing a man. Like, oh, don't look at her. You looking at her? I know you ain't looking at my man, okay? So that's why I wanted to talk about it, because that's exactly what happened to me on New Year's, okay, with that red dress on sassy eyes. So, that's the kind of effect that Carmen had. Like, she was just seductive as fuck. And when you watch the movie, because you're going to watch the movie, you look at the way she talked, look at the way she looked at people. Like, her eyes was seductive as fuck, okay? Her eyes played a big role, just like Madame Monroe eyes did. But Madame Monroe eyes, remember, she had... Madame Monroe is known for her big eyes. Like, very childlike, you know. Oh, my God. That's why people love Madame Monroe. But Carmen had these real low, seductive, chinky eyes, okay? And you know what else was low and seductive about her? Was her voice. Man, we talked about working on your voice. We talked about, you know, having a baby voice or having a seductive voice. But Carmen's voice was not like the baby voice that Madame Monroe put on. Like, oh my God, I just don't know what to do. What would I do without you? It wasn't one of them kind of voices. Carmen's voice was like, yeah, so I was wondering, you know, I was looking at you. And she was real seductive, deep voice with it. But her voice is Beyonce's voice. And we all know Beyonce has that deep voice. Sometimes she be sounding slow. But, you know, I love Beyonce, though. But I'm just saying. Just saying, y'all. Just saying. So, Carmen had the voice down packed, okay? And Carmen knew exactly, sis, exactly how to seduce when she was ready to seduce, okay? So, Carmen ended up talking to one of the police officers, and he was supposed to arrest her. Y'all gotta watch the movie. I'm not gonna tell y'all everything, okay? Because it's good. So, she ended up talking to one of the police officers, and she takes him back home. She's supposed to be going to jail, but she seduces her way out of it, okay? Seduction. She gets her way out of that bitch, all right? And the way she was dressed, all right, let's get into some things, sis. The way she was dressed when she took him back home, shorty didn't come out on no slut shit. It was still seductive, but she didn't come out on no slut shit, okay? She came out, all right, with a nightgown on, y'all. A fucking nightgown. I love nightgowns, though. But her nightgown was so, so, so seductive. It was like she was doing enough without doing too much. You get what I'm saying? So a lot of us be thinking that we got to go to bed next to our boo with, like, a bra and panty set on. And that's cool, too. But a nice little nightgown, yeah, it'll do it. Like, I was talking to this older guy one time, and he was like that he was going out of state with this girl, a little vacation. When he went to bed, shorty had a big-ass bonnet on, granny panties and a bra. And he was like, what the fuck? He was like, uh-uh. Especially if they was trying to get their groove on. He wasn't having it, okay? So that's something to keep in mind that you can learn from Carmen, was her nightgown was nice. I think sometimes when we go to spend night at a guy house, if that's what y'all doing, sis, we should have some cute little attire. Like, I don't know. But Amazon got some shit on there, y'all. If y'all want to check out Amazon, okay. They got some cute little nightgowns that y'all could check out. So, do that, sis. All right. I seen them up there for, like, maybe, like, $10, $12 the maximum. So, check it out. But, yeah. So, she seduced him. And when she seduced him, he was on her mind. I mean, she was on his mind forever. And vice versa. You get what I'm saying? So, they ended up on some Bonnie and Clyde shit, running from the law, blahzy, blahzy. And like I said in the beginning, Carmen was not trying to let no man, like, you know, stop her goals because she wanted to be an aspiring actress. So she was not having it. But she ended up falling in love with this cop, and she noticed that she ended up living a life that she didn't want to live, okay? Falling for a dusty, because he ended up getting some things where he was no longer a cop, and he couldn't even get a fucking job, all right? So shorty fell for a dusty, and now she's living in a motel with roaches and shit like that. And she's just like, how did I get here? I wasn't supposed to be here. So, yeah, that's the life that she ended up living. And she ends up meeting a rapper named Blaze. Y'all know I love that name because my best friend name is Blaze, and he's also a rapper. So she ended up meeting a rapper named Blaze, and he was interested in her. And once again, her seduction is what it is, because everybody's throwing their stuff at this guy, this rapper. And Carmen's just like playing the background. You know, she's checking him out, but she's not too pressed. And she comes off mysterious, okay? In the art of seduction, they say that is one way to seduce, is being mysterious, okay? So she comes off real mysterious. And Blaze is just like, okay, who the fuck is this girl? Like, I got to get to know this, like, period. So, you know, he's trying to get to know her and whatnot. He's chasing her around, like, forever, forever, ever, forever, ever. And then he finally, you know, gets her once she realized that Derek, that's his name, the police officer that she ended up with, is not going anywhere in life. So now she's trying to get with a guy that's going somewhere that can help her out and further her acting career. Now, as always, y'all know that I always have two meanings in an episode. Yes, I want y'all to watch her because she was the queen at being seductive. But also watch the movie because you get to see what happens when you leave, when you settle for less. When you start to date somebody that's not on your level, you get to see what happens. Because the old police officer ends up losing everything and he can't provide for Carmen anymore. And when she starts to try to like pursue her acting career and get her shit together and whatnot, he starts to take jabs at her, at her self-esteem. He starts to like try to put her down and be like, oh, well, you're never going to be, well, he didn't say you never was going to be an actress. He was just like, it's not working for you, and you know, you got to get the hoochie on road. He was just saying shit real fucked up to her, and she was just like, are you supposed to be supporting me? Like, with a brother by my side at, like, what the fuck? And he was only doing that because of the fact that nothing was going his way for him. He wasn't able to get a job. He wasn't able to be the man he wanted to be for her. So he started to see her leveling up, doing better, and he didn't like it. So he wanted to take some, you know, two pieces and a biscuit to her ass. And we talked about that in the episode, Ike Turner episode, y'all. That's what he was doing. So that was a lesson that you could watch from that. Like, when you get in a guy, you with a guy, he ain't got his shit together, like, he will try to throw jabs at you if you are on, you know, on your shit. So that was one thing. And then you also got to see, like, how you had to be careful who you date. Like, if she knew she wanted to be an aspiring actress, she shouldn't have been settling for a cop or a Dusty. She should have been with Blaze, the rapper, from the beginning of time, because he has connects where he can push her forward, regardless if she got to play that ghetto ratchet part to get the job. I mean, I'm sorry, my black women, but sometimes that's what sells. I know that people want, you know, we want to be known as classy and all of this stuff, and that's true. Like, I feel as though I'm clutchy. I tell y'all that all the time. But I know how to turn it on and off. Like, I have my moments. But at the end of the day, entertainment purposes, that's what people want to see us as. And it's fucked up, but it's true. Like, that's what sells. Look at Cardi B. Just saying. But, yeah, so the movie is a good movie. And I want y'all to watch it because, like I said, you get to see some tips from her on being seductive. And you also get to see what happens when you settle for less. And, yeah, she really did a whole 360. So, and you get to see what happens when you get a man that's, like, obsessed over you. Like, the movie is good. So, watch the movie, Carmen Brown, well, Carmen Hip Opera on YouTube. Do that, sis. Study her moves so you can see how she was seductive, how she flirted. Like, she was a natural born flirt. Like, she had to be an Aries sun with a Scorpio rising, because shorty, she was like, her comebacks were smooth, the way she reacted was smooth, and she just carried herself with so much confidence. Like, really carried herself with a whole lot of confidence, and I loved every bit, every moment of it. Okay, so that wraps up today's episode. As always, ladies, keep it classy, and I look forward to hearing from you.
See, this is Carmen, curves like a cul-de-sac, skim coffee and cream, your donuts you ain't dunking at.
But this is Miller, who's sinning if you wonder.